There's a long and deep history of museums across the United States and elsewhere unethically collecting and showing art and artifacts from other cultures. It might surprise some to learn that until this week, there were also culturally sensitive artifacts on display at the Museum of the Cherokee Indian on the Koala boundary, some of which are of questionable origin.
For a long time, people would donate things to us that were Native.
Shayna Bushyhead Condal is the museum's executive director.
How these objects even came out of the ground in the first place, that's not a great story. You know, we don't love that our graves were dug up and these objects removed. But how do we correct that? That's our job today.
The public exhibition of the museum's collection hasn't changed in 25 years. As the museum assesses and reimagines its collection, it has removed dozens of objects. In their place, the museum invited more than 36 Eastern Band of Cherokee and Cherokee Nation artists to contribute a range of contemporary creations as an art intervention, ceramics, paintings, carvings, sculpture, and multimedia. Condal said she hopes the intervention, titled Disruption, is just the beginning of a shift in how the museum shares the stories of Cherokee people.
When I was starting my career, we were sort of raising our hands and being like, hey, what if we were at the table as we're talking about telling our story? And now it's, you know, there are so many of us that, you know, there's no doubt that we're going to be the ones telling our own story.
The replacement works of Disruption are threaded into the rest of the permanent collection exhibition for the next year. The museum also plans to build an off-site space to archive artifacts and allow tribal members to view sensitive collections. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.